that's the sycamore in the Bible later. Now, like I said, it's a different one. But there is one in the community that's called a sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
of.
Okay. What about they come up after it rains in your yard or something? Little
ground puppies? Is that what you're talking about? A little.
What's that?
It's a little thing about so long. A little worm. It's not a worm, like a little bug, like the size of a bee or something.
Hmm.
You can dig him up in the garden all the time, and what he does, my grandmother used to call him a ground puppy.
Uh-huh.
And he'd cut your plant down, cut the root off it under the ground. You see your plant dying?
Yeah.
And you know, no apparent reason.
Uh-huh.
And he cuts it off down under the ground.
Some kind of a worm on it.
Well, it's not exactly a worm, more like some type of bug.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, now these are, what I was talking about, it's not an animal, it's a plant, a fungus, like.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I know.
Sometimes I eat them, like mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Have any other
toadstools, we used to call them.
Yeah,
that's what we used to call them, toadstools.
Okay. They have many around here?
Yes, there's a few of them.
Do people ever eat
them? I've heard of people eating them. I heard some years ago, it's a white family that live in the community. She, the lady had cooked some and gave it to her son, gave it to her children and killed them.
Really?
That's what I heard, that they died from it. Whether it was that or not, but it some kind of poison one, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But they used to get them and cook them for them and kill the children, kill the child.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Just cooking them for a vegetable, like?
I imagine so.
Hmm. Yeah, that's why I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know which one to eat and which one not to eat.
That's me. I don't eat. If I'm not sure what it is, I don't mess with
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, it's just too many. You can, life is a precious thing to me. I don't want to eat it if I don't know what it is.
What about a bird that'll peck and make holes in the trees?
Woodpecker, yellow hammers, we used to call them. The big ones were called yellow hammers. And the woodpecker.
Okay. Now, what about an animal that makes such a bad smell?
Skunk.
Yeah.
We used to call them polecat. The polecat was one of the names that they called them.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was a skunk. Just like a skunk.
Same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Okay.
I think the reason why it was called polecat because of the stripes, I think, on it. I don't know why, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's like an animal, so
yeah.
They call them a, and the name is still used, polecat. But it refers to the skunk.
There's another one that's striped, a little brown one, runs around on the ground.
So a ground squirrel, I think.
Yeah.
Ground squirrel.
Okay, but they're different from the squirrels that have the fluffy, you know, tails and go up in the tree.
These are different.
Well, that's the end of it. Finally.
Okay.
I took all your afternoon here, but...
Yeah, well, if someone asked me a question tonight and I can't answer, I said, well, you blame it on... What's your name?
Ellen.
I just blame it on Ellen. I would have done the study. Yesterday, what happened, I was... So this woman wanted me to choose one. She found this from my husband, so I had to take... The rest of about 25 pounds of flounders out, that's 100 pounds. Take all of the pompanos out. She bought the whiting and one or two flounders for her husband. Now I had to ride around to the restaurant and sell the flounders separately. And I told the guy, I said, well, they had all them pompanos in and she didn't want them, so I didn't, you know, I was, you know, I didn't, you couldn't get paid for them.